I'm with Addy Hamilton in Summerstown Coffee House, and this is the bit where we get to relax a little bit, and I'm going to be able to say this. I tell you what, your book made me like the South.
It made me what?
Like the South a bit more.
Made you like the sound, yeah, but
it was real.
One of the best reviews.
It was a.
I'm going to put that on.
Put it on the cover. Put it.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. We'll make you like the South
a bit more.
A bit more.
Let's.
Yeah, yeah. Try it. In what way?
Because I loved your genuine sort of reminded us to. So I have a bit of a snobbish attitude towards the South from the Northwest.
Yes. Okay.
Not football.
Yes.
Because I feel like all the football that matters happens in the Northwest.
Yes.
And I'm sure you've run into that attitude before.
Yes, yes.
And
that's why Benitez got into so much trouble.
Well, and he was right and you were all wrong. Well, there is.
No, we've all got history.
Exactly, we've all had all that sort of stuff. But
yeah,
yeah. That idea of, like I loved in the book, your depictions of growing up, or the streets around Chelsea, as to what that actually meant.
Yeah.
To the families that were there, the families who come in from Irish immigrant communities.
Yeah.
And were fully committed to Chelsea in a way that, because, and again, that's also an age thing, you know, I'm 42. So the idea of Chelsea has meant different things through my lifetime.
Mm.
But since mid-90s, it's felt very champagne.
Yes.
And the reminder, the extent to which Chelsea has, for long periods, not been very champagne within the
blouse,
was excellent and glorious.
Yeah, that we struggled for a long time. I mean, Chelsea always had that image a little, well, not always. When I started supporting them, they were everyone's second favourite team.
Yeah.
And they were seen as a talented...
Keep going, sorry.
Talented, attractive team with lots of youngsters who were quite capable of, say, beating Wolves, who were the top team, 1 week, and then getting knocked out of the cup by Crewe the next week. You know, they were called the Unpredictables. They were called the Unpredictables, and they were also called the Pensioners. And there was even a musical song... which was called a Chemex song, which was called The Day That Chelsea Went and Won the Cup. You know, they were seen as, and we were popular. And then when Doherty took over, he changed the strip, and our strip suddenly looked very slick, and the image of the club changed a little bit. And there's an episode of The Likely Lads where Terry, played by James Bolam, someone mentions Chelsea, says, oh, I hate bloody Chelsea. Says they come running out looking like the young generation, which was the dance troupe that supported the now disgraced Rolf Harris, you know, on television. And so that perception of, and it was around that time that we started accumulating quite a lot of showbiz fans, you know, some of whom had always been Chelsea fans, like Richard Attenborough had always been a Chelsea fan. But some of them started coming because it was fashionable.